You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan and tendered his resignation along with his Council of Ministers ahead of the oath-taking ceremony of the new cabinet. He also recommended the dissolution of the 17th Lok Sabha. The President accepted the resignation and requested PM Modi and the Council of Ministers to continue till the new government assumes office. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Yadav took the same flight from Patna to Delhi for the meetings of the National Democratic Alliance and Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance, India, in the capital. The meetings are scheduled a day after the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, led NDA secured a wafer-thin majority in the Lok Sabha polls amid the resurgence of the opposition India bloc. West Bengal's ruling Trinamool Congress increased its vote share by over 2% in the state in the recently held Lok Sabha elections, the Election Commission of India's data shows. The Mamata Banerjee-led party won 29 seats, increasing its tally by 7 seats from the previous 2019 national polls. Its vote share too went up from 43.7% to 45.77%, a difference of 2.07%. Human-induced global warming is increasing at the rate of 0.26 degrees Celsius per decade, the highest rate since records began, according to the second annual Indicators of Global Climate Change report. The report, put together by over 50 climate scientists under the supervision of the University of Leeds, found that human-induced warming has risen to 1.19 degrees Celsius over the past decade, 2014 to 2023. The narrow margin of victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's alliance in elections will forestall reforms that could have potentially facilitated aggressive fiscal consolidation, an analyst at Moody's Ratings said. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won 240 seats on its own, 32 short of the halfway mark in the 543-member decision-making lower house, with the National Democratic Alliance, which it leads, securing a total 293 seats.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.